Welcome all to the first episode of the To Watch Pile After Dark podcast. My name is Justin McNamara, and before I get into the body of this introductory episode, I should probably introduce myself. I've been a lover of horror movies since I was a child. The earliest toys I can remember were a bucket of rubber monster finger puppets, and a full-size skeleton that hung above my bed. Just on that, my favourite toy I ever owned was a thing called the Rotocast Monster Machine, which made plaster busts of famous Universal-styled monsters. I also grabbed monster and horror comics at every opportunity, and had a collection of famous monsters of Filmland before graduating to Fangoria when that closed down for the first time, and have always grabbed anything horror-based, from the UK's Darkseid, Fear, and Samhain, or horror fans Slaughterhouse, Fright X, or others from the US. Even the Australian mags Black, Terror Zone, and Fatal Visions. Even today, I still read the horror mags, even though places like Bloody Disgusting have instant access to information. But I'm a dead tree guy, so I'm still grabbing Horror Hound, Rue Morgue, and the new and improved Fangoria. My first job was at a video shop where I watched and re-watched horror movies every Sunday afternoon at work. And around this time, I absorbed every damned horror novel I could get my hand on, from the B-movie feels of Sean Hudson, James Herbert, and Richard Layman, especially Richard Layman, which was eaten up at every opportunity, to Stephen King, Peter Straub, and some of the more highbrow horror guys. During the VHS era, I collected horror movies and moved to DVD as soon as it came out, and then onto Blu-ray, and I have a fairly extensive collection. This isn't also counting the amount of horror posters, books, toys, soundtracks, on vinyl of course, board games and video games that I've collected as well. As the internet kicked off, I was a member of several of the early horror social groups, and then discovered a site called Terra Australis, which evolved into Digital Retribution, where I contributed over 300 reviews and was a forum moderator. During this time, I also worked for another Australian horror site, DVD Resurrections, and heavily contributed to the forums of the UK's Slasherama. Let me tell you, the best friends I ever made were the guys that I met online during this time. Now, about 4 years ago, under the influence of the head honcho from ExplosiveAction.com, Simon, I decided to start my own horror site called The To Watch Pile, where once a week I review a film and occasionally a comic or a book or whatever. And after working on a podcast about comics, Nerds of Oz, for about 4 months, I decided it was time to start this, the To Watch Pile After Dark podcast. The crux of this podcast will be me counting down my 50 favourite horror films, with maybe a few mentions of some other films I may have seen during this period, which I'll review with a two-word review. The ratings being, it's fantastic, it's great, it's good, it's fine, it sucks. I won't really dwell on those reviews, as eventually they may appear at www.towatchpile.com as a fully-fledged review, especially if it's really good or really bad. What I'd like to do this episode, though, is a quick countdown of a few horror holy grails that definitely won't appear in my top 50 countdown. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. As a killer, I love Leatherface, and there are other films in the series that I like for various reasons. But the character of Franklin completely destroys any sympathy or affection I have for this film, and I can't get past it. His whining and complaining completely destroys any effect this film has for me, and I can't help but feel a little bit of glee when he's eventually murdered. But I also can't stand the sound of his voice, so if somebody could do a fan edit of that film, completely getting rid of Franklin, I'd appreciate it and probably love it. Friday the 13th. I love the character of Jason Voorhees, and I dig his films, but this isn't one of them. I feel this movie could have been better if we had been introduced to Mrs. Voorhees earlier, and it turned into a bit of a whodunit giallo movie, but her sudden introduction and reveal as the killer feel rushed, and I don't engage with the film at all. I appreciate its place in horror history, like all of these films, but this one just doesn't work for me. Now, Omen, Rosemary's Baby, and The Exorcist. I'm lumping these together because in general I'm not into films that have a religious slant, and no matter how well received these films were, I can't really get involved with their storyline. This isn't because I'm religious or because I'm not religious. I don't take offence to them, but the thought of the devil made me do it holds absolutely no interest to me. Now, more modern films, any of the Conjuring or Insidious series, and that includes the Annabelle films. I appreciate that these films have put horror back into the hands of kids and have been a part of the reason for the new fandom of horror films that is happening at the moment. But ghost stories and possession films bore me, because I don't believe in ghosts. I do really like Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, though, and applaud the attempts the Conjuring films make for making a non-comic cinematic universe that takes place across several franchises, much like the Marvel Universe. But essentially, the films hold very little interest to me at all. The Blair Witch Project. I never felt for the hype when it came out, and I just saw it as a badly shot home video. I will give it some credit, though. That final shot is an absolute cracker. Any of the Paranormal Activity films. Supernatural claptrap like the Conjuring films added to the Blair Witch's real aesthetic? No thanks. I do think that Katie is smoking hot, though. Now, I have to point out, I'm an enthusiastic amateur with horror films, and these will be no clinical dissections of the films that I have picked in my top 50. There are some amazing podcasts out there that do assess these films from a more educated point of view, but I'm afraid I'm just a fan with a mic and a script. The intention is to have this podcast come out fortnightly on alternate weeks to the Nerds of Oz podcast, and I hope you enjoy the show. I can be found on Instagram at Nerds of Oz. On YouTube, search for the_2watch_pile. On Twitter, at the2watchpile. And at the regular website, www.2watchpile.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy our future podcasts.